about your giant size appetite?
That is my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up in the half hour, as the Giants celebrated their 90-year history this past season, we'll take a look at the Giants in the early 60s when they were competing for championships. But to get things started, we look at two guys that have won a couple of championships, the legacy of Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning. Tom Coughlin was named head coach in 2004. The franchise would rise to the dawn of a new era.
Beautiful day, huh? Great day. Great day. God, don't get any better than this.
When I accepted the position at the press conference as the head football coach of the New York Giants, the things that I said were the things that I believed. The reestablishment of New York Giant pride was the thing that we had to do.
In 2004, New York began to build the team in Coughlin's image when they orchestrated a draft day trade with the San Diego Chargers to acquire quarterback Eli Manning.
He was the number one player on our board, and if you're looking for quality, that's the direction that you go in. This is a young player with great ability, and he was within striking distance for us, and we took him.
But for Eli Manning, success would not come early or easily.
He looks, he starts to run. Oh, he's hit! Manning was nearly separated from his senses.
And welcome to the NFL, Eli Manning.
Wasn't pleasant for Eli. I can remember how frustrating it was for him sitting in my office the next day saying, Coach, I want to be so good. I made the decision after the seventh game that Eli would become the starter.
Manning takes the snap, drops back, throws it over the middle. Touchdown, Shockey! Let the record show, Eli Manning's first touchdown pass goes to Jeremy Shockey.
I think just playing those last seven games, had some decent games, had some struggles. We only won one game the last game of the season versus the Cowboys in a two-minute drive, and that was huge for me. That was big for me, and my confidence, I think, the players and their confidence around me, and kind of end the season, a bad season on a good note. Was important to me kind of take that into the offseason, into that following season.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game.
That was just, kind of my favorite game. Just in Lambeau Field, it's negative 23 degrees, NFC Championship, playing against, Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is it.
It was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be. Going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather, and it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
And in the final seconds of the game, Lawrence Tynes' field goal would make the Super Bowl dream a reality.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good, kick on its way, end over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good!
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl after missing at the end of regulation, and the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42.
And on the biggest stage, Eli would deliver one of the most memorable passes in Super Bowl history.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it, still fights out of it, now throws it deep downfield, wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 22-yard line, what a play by Manning! He eluded three sacks.
They got a hold of him, but they just never pulled me down. They just kind of—I could feel the guy holding me, but they weren't tackling me. So I fought out of it. I rolled right. I kind of saw Tyree and figured, I got to give this a shot.
What a play by the quarterback!
What a catch by Tyree! Oh. Tyree had Harrison all over him. The ball was on his helmet.
When he caught the ball, game was over. We knew we were going to win.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, pops it left, throws it wide open, touchdown Giants! The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath. After a 17-year wait, the Lombardi Trophy returns to Giant Stadium.
And in a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 46,
The Giants look to once again capture the Lombardi Trophy in what would become another Super Bowl classic. Eli connected on his first nine passes, breaking the Super Bowl record held by former Giant Phil Sims. He finished the game with 296 yards and one touchdown, and once again thrilled the fans with some last-minute magic.
Manning out of the shotgun set and is back to throw. Finds the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This time it was Manning to Manningham that set up the game-winning score.
Hand off Bradshaw. He runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping.
But not before another heart-stopping final play.
Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
It's definitely special. It's an exciting time, you know, for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, you know, what that feeling is, and smiling for them.
And for Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the rest of the Big Blue, a season in which there were many doubters, in the end, the Giants were the Super Bowl champions.
Coach Coughlin and Eli are hoping to add yet another chapter of championship to Giants history. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants in the early 60s when they had some fantastic football teams as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants won the NFL championship in 1956 and they lost in the championship games in 1958 and 1959. But that didn't stop the Giants in the early 60s, where every year they were title contenders.
The decade of the 60s would start out on an unsettling note for the Giants when their star running back, Frank Gifford, suffered an almost career-ending injury after a devastating hit from the Eagles' Chuck Bednarik.
I caught the ball just about the same time he caught me, and then I was coming across the middle, and he hit me in the chest. My head snapped back, and the field was semi-frozen at the time. But I know that years later, I had an MRI taken of my neck, and I had several vertebrae that had calcium growth over a fracture. And I didn't play anymore that season. Had I played anymore, you know, it could have been really serious.
Gifford would be sidelined for the entire 1961 season as well. The only bright side of his absence from the field was that it launched Frank's broadcasting career.
As Frank Gifford, halfback, I spent 12 wonderful years with the New York Giants, many of those years winding up in championship games. Now, as Frank Gifford, sportscaster, I play an entirely different position.
I went into broadcasting and loved it very much. And about midway through the 1961 season, Allie Sherman had come in as head coach, and Vince Lombardi was up in Green Bay, and everything was in change.
1961 also marked the end of a legendary career as quarterback Charlie Connerly would play the last of his 14 seasons with the Big Blue.
Charlie Connerly became so famous, the Marlboro Man. He was the first Marlboro Man, our quarterback. Really one of the great heroes this town has ever known.
In saying goodbye to one veteran quarterback, the Giants would welcome in another when they made a trade with the San Francisco 49ers for a 34-year-old gunslinger named Y.A. Tittle.
Let's go to New York with a dream. If you're an athlete and you can play in the biggest city in the world with the biggest stadium in the country and the fans that New York has, it was a dream come true.
Wyatt Tittle was an unbelievable competitor, had a great arm, sidearm delivery, which was kind of tough on a receiver if you come across the middle because the ball would come between linebackers and all of a sudden be in your arms and it smoked.
He had an arm, he could throw that ball on a dime and was a real leader.
Tittle threw 17 touchdowns in 1961. And under first-year head coach Allie Sherman, the Giants would capture the Eastern Division title. Sherman would win NFL Coach of the Year honors, but the Giants were shut out by Vince Lombardi's Green Bay Packers 37-0 in the 1961 NFL Championship game.
For the Giants, the Cinderella team of 1961, a tough loss after their gallant march to the Eastern Conference Championship.
In 1962, Frank Gifford would valiantly return to the Giants lineup, this time as a wide receiver.
Here's Frank Gifford, most happy to again be a member of the fraternity.
In the second game, we were playing in Pittsburgh, and Y.A. Tittle was the new quarterback. Charlie Connerly had retired, and he's got me in the huddle with him. And he said, "You got something, Frank?" I said, "Yeah, let's go one X right." and better split the L man and circle the B back. And we needed a big play. It was third and long. And somehow I caught the ball. We get the first down and he said, what else you got? And he's got a fly, me fly. And it was the most important catch in my life, I think. And I caught it just by the tip of the ball and I was back. And I played that season and actually went back to the Pro Bowl as a wide receiver.
Frank Gifford was very special. He was clever, smart, helped me in the huddle. He convinced me that I was the best quarterback in the league.
Gifford would add to an already stellar core of wide receivers at Tittle's disposal, including greats like Joe Morrison, Aaron Thomas, Joe Walton, and number 85, Del Schaffner.
Well, Del Schaffner was a receiver that could run faster than the wind. And he had a great pair of hands. Had a lot of confidence in him. He could not fake anybody. He could just outrun them, and he could catch.
On October 28, 1962, Tittle would have an amazing game when he threw for 505 yards and a record-setting 7 touchdown passes in a 49-34 victory over the Washington Redskins.
I had some great receivers to throw to. All I had to do is just any, meeny, miny, moe, which one am I going to throw to? Gifford, Schaffner, I had a lot of players to catch a ball.
Del Schaffner had a career day with 11 catches for 269 yards and 1 touchdown. Joe Walton pulled in 6 passes for 63 yards and 3 scores. Joe Morrison had 2 catches, both times finding the end zone. And Frank Gifford had 4 catches for 127 yards and a touchdown.
It was just a normal game, but I did have a good day. I didn't even know I had that many touchdown receptions. Somebody said, you've tied the record, but we can go and break the record with one more. And it would be just like playing for self-glory. And I never did want to be known as that type of person. You love your teammates, you love your team, but you love your individual accomplishments. Something I can tell my children and grandchildren. I'm an old man, I still enjoy getting my grandchildren's glory.
The ovation goes to the 36-year-old Tittle for one of football's most spectacular performances as he took the team to its 5th championship in 7 years. Y.A. Tittle, NFL Player of the Year and everybody's hero.
Tittle still shares the record for most touchdown passes in a game, but the 1962 Giants would once again lose to the Green Bay Packers in the NFL Championship game. In 1963, Tittle led the team to a third straight Eastern Division title, and his 36 touchdown passes that year set a single season record that stood for over 2 decades. But in the 1963 NFL Championship game, Y.A. injured his leg and the hobbled quarterback would be a shell of himself as Big Blue suffered another heartbreaking defeat, losing 14-10 to the Chicago Bears.
I thought we'd let all three of them slip away, but I know I was so disappointed because we had such a good team and never did lose any games hardly in our own conference.
It was clear that the Giants' glory days were behind them and their golden era had come to an end. The Giants certainly thrilled their fans in the early 60s. So that leads us to this week's Giants trivia question that has a feel for the 1960s. Who holds the Giants record for the most consecutive games throwing a touchdown pass? The answer coming up after the break. Y.A. Tittle holds the record for the most consecutive games throwing a touchdown pass with 15. Y.A. Tittle, the answer to this week's Giants trivia question as we welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time for the Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal featuring Dr. Rodeo.
My name is Scott Rodeo. I'm associate team physician with the New York Giants. I'm here to talk a little bit about strategies for prevention of ACL injuries in the knee. So one of the factors that's been found is in leading to ACL injuries is how someone lands from a jump. The general factors are to work on improving strength in all the muscles in the lower extremity, but not just the quadriceps and the hamstrings and leg, but also the core muscles, low back muscles, abdominal muscles, and working not just strength, but kind of coordination and balance. So teaching athletes how to land from a jump, how to land with the knees bent and the hips bent. Athletes should learn to think about landing with their knees over their toes. They should try to prevent the knees from collapsing inward. These are all some factors that we know can be helpful in preventing the loads on the knee that can lead to ACL injury. So we can do exercises in a gym with weights and things like that to work on the muscle strength, your quadriceps and hamstrings. as far as football specific exercise that can be done, working on kind of side to side karaoke type of activities is helpful. Running and decelerating, planting and pivoting, and learning to do that with appropriate form. Again, hips bent, knees bent, kind of keeping your knees over your toes, things like that will work on not just appropriate strength, but also kind of the coordination and balance that you need for sport-specific activities.
Dr. Rohde, on the staff, always busy with ACL injuries, but the best in the NFL as far as dealing with them. Now it's time for this week's edition of Off Guard.
Favorite superhero is... cop out, I know, it's Superman. He can fly. It's obviously the best superpower. Yeah, it'd have to be Superman. TV show, Dexter. Dexter, I was actually just talking about it. I'd have to go with Dexter. Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Definitely. Thought about this so many times. Ship it up to Boston, Dropkick Murphys. Last year with the rookies, I got a hold of all the keys to their hotel rooms, and I gathered up really delicately all their clothes. I organized them into a very neat pile and made a huge mountain in the lobby of our hotel. And there was nothing funnier than watching every single rookie sift through to try and find their stuff. That was pretty brutal, but certainly entertaining for us as vets.
We thank Zach Diassi for his participation in Off Guard. When we come back, we'll tell you about the Giants visiting an elementary school as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
We're back here in Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know a lot about the NFL's initiative Play 60. What about Read 20? Rashad Jennings is pushing both of those initiatives.
Welcome, Mr. Jennings. We are so very excited to have you visit our school.
We're at Uber Street Elementary, and we're here to promote education and reading to be fun.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come out and hang with you guys for a little bit. Y'all don't understand how much this means to me. As I got older, I understood how important reading was to me. So what I wanted to do was bring forth a reading challenge and a reading program that kind of instituted a challenge to you guys that want to read.
It's an incentive-based program where they score 80% or higher after reading a book that they get autographed, authentic material from NFL athletes.
Y'all gonna read?
Yeah!
There we go.
There are many students that look up to NFL. Everybody wants to be a football player, and all the girls want to be an NFL cheerleader. And they see that how wonderful these people are and how they give back to the community. So it's exciting to know that Mr. Jennings is doing this on his own and that he wants to be a part of promoting literacy. It's really important to everybody. We're really proud to be a part of it.
What question would you like to ask me?
Is it tough being a running back?
Is it tough being a running back? Yes, it is very tough being a running back because every single play, you have 11 people trying to knock your head off.
Yeah, I want to motivate kids to read because you cannot be or obtain any kind of success in life without the ability to read. Reading is part of comprehension. Reading is part of communication. I figured if they can get it at a younger age, when I feel like I should have, then there's no telling where they could be.
From the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you being here. I'm a big reading person. I think the program is awesome, and I hope you fill that bucket. Thank you.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Follow the Giants all offseason on Giants.com, at Facebook.com/New York Giants, and of course on Twitter. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.